you've reached the right place, a destination called Seoul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Help it, the girl can't help it, he can't help it, and that was Mr. Little Richard Pennyman, Little Richard himself, doing a 1964 version of The Girl Can't Help It, and I like that version because that got more of a swinging groove on it. It's not so much like a 50s groove, but you could tell it got a little 60s groove on it. And this is Professor T Love coming at you once again, giving you some soul to groove to and to move to. And this is a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And you can catch me here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And you can catch me at 6 p.m. on Fridays. And also, I am glad to announce that I am now on Own Your Power Radio, which is on live365.com. And definitely you want to get your groove on. And that is a network that not only has old school R&B, old school hip hop, jazz, and neo soul, but they also have talk shows that have topics such as entrepreneurship, creating abundance, prosperity, fulfilling relationships, fitness, mind, body, and soul, wellness, spirituality, metaphysics, and alternative healing. So you definitely got to check out Miss Simone Kelly's network, Own Your Power Radio, and make sure you go to her website, ownyourpower.biz, and you can also catch me on legend107radio.com, where the infamous DJ Heavy is from Tampa Bay, Florida. You can catch me on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock from 10 to 11 p.m. You can catch a Bowl of Soul as well as some other hot and great DJs from all over the world playing you classic soul and new R&B as well, and some jazz and blues. You name it, it's on legend107radio.com. You can also catch me. I'm on another network coming on Monday at 7 p.m. Radio Free Missouri, baby. Just giving a shout out to my people in Kansas City, Missouri, and I will be on that network as well on Monday at 7 p.m. And of course, you can catch me at live365.com 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week. Definitely catch up with me with nonstop soul music, giving you some of that great classic soul, a little bit of blues, a little bit of hip hop, a little bit of jazz, and giving you some gospel, baby. But it's a bowl of soul. And coming up next, I'm going to give you another hot smoking groove from Mr. Edwin Starr on the Rick Tick label before he got on the Motown label, Agent 00 Soul, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I dig rock and roll music. I can do the twine and the jerk. I wear strictly continental suits and high-collar shirts. Reputation of being gentle but bold, and that's why they call me Agent 00 Soul, baby. Agent 00 Soul. They call me 00 Soul, baby. I'm Agent 00 Soul. Whoa. I don't carry no pistol. Don't wear a false mustache, and you never see me carry around a little black bag. My real name's no secret, but for me it will never be told. I'm just known as
Mr. Edwin Starr, also known as Charles Edwin Hatcher, who was born in Nashville, Tennessee in 1942. We lost Edwin Starr on April 2nd, 2003. We lost him about 11 years ago, and he was born January 21st, 1942. The song of which you just heard, Agent 00 Soul, was 1965. This song was number 8. On the R&B chart, number 21 on the U.S. pop chart. And that song basically was a reference to the James Bond films popular at the time. And, you know, some of his other hits, which he is really known for, is the song War, which was produced by Norman Whitfield. It was a number one hit for Edwin Starr. But, you know, he got his start performing in a doo-wop group in 1957, the Future Tones. And then he lived in Detroit, Michigan. And in the 1960s, he recorded at first for the small record label owned by Ed Wingate called the Rick Tick Label. And later, Berry Gordy bought Rick Tick and Golden World from Ed Wingate, and he started singing under the Gordy Records imprint. And this is A Bowl of Soul. If you want to know more information about Edwin Starr, you know, I encourage you to learn about the artists that I am playing on my show. I think it's a thrill to know their histories, their biography. You can check out more about Edwin Starr by going to www.edwinstarr.info. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're just going to bring it up a notch. Going back to Detroit to my girl, Miss Freda Payne, talking about, you know what? You brought the joy. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You brought the joy back in my life. You know, Freda Payne grew up listening to jazz singers because her background is in jazz. And she grew up listening to Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday. And as a teenager, she attended the Detroit Institute of Musical Arts. And she began singing in radio commercial jingles and took part in and won many local TV and radio talent shows. In 1963, she moved to New York City and worked with many different entertainers like Quincy Jones, Pearl Bailey, and Bill Cosby. She recorded a debut album, a jazz recording entitled After the Lights Go Down Low and much more, and it was released on the infamous Impulse label. And this album was reissued on CD in Japan in early 2002, and again in the United States in 2005. And then in 1969, she hooked up with her friends Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, Edward Holland Jr., which they had departed from Motown after some having a grievance with Berry Gordy, and they set up their own record label called Invictus, and this is where Freda Payne had her million-selling hit Band of Gold, and which along with Brian Holland and Lamont Doja, it was co-written under the pen name Edith Wayne with Ronald Dunbar. That was their other pen names. But it gave Freda Payne her first gold record. And another song, her second gold record, was Bring the Boys Home, which was number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1971. But You Brought the Joy was another hot single. And, you know, we're going to play back-to-back Freda Payne because, you know, a lot of these singles were hot singles. And some of these songs, like You Brought the Joy, you know, the disco era, meaning the disco era in the 70s, in 1972, 73, a lot of these songs were played in the clubs. Coming up next on the Bowl of Soul, back-to-back Freda Payne talking about two wrongs don't make a right. And this is a Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to a Bowl of Soul.
Make it right, back to back, Freda Payne on a Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Make sure you catch up with me on Twitter at a Bowl of Soul, and also make sure you like my Facebook page, a Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And if you want to catch up with me via email, give me some feedback, you can catch me at a Bowl of Soul at gmail.com. And you know, just like Freda Payne said, two wrongs don't make it right. But coming up next on the Bowl of Soul, we're going to play you some blues from Little Milton on the Checker Record label, a subsidiary of Chess Records, 1962, talking about I feel satisfied. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Baby, don't you leave me, or don't you put me down. Please don't leave me, or don't you put me down. Please don't leave me, or don't you put me down. You know I need your good loving, hey, yeah, to keep me satisfied. I hate to beg you, but what else can I do? I hate to beg you, what else can I do? You know I hate to beg you, but what else can I do? You know I need your good loving, hey, yeah, to keep me satisfied. One day you're gonna miss me, now you just wait and see. One day you're gonna miss me, now you just wait and see. One day you're gonna miss me, now you just wait and see. You know I need your good loving, hey, yeah, to keep me satisfied. Every day now, every night, baby. Don't you know that I love you? I beg no one above you. Come on, pretty baby. I need you here, baby. Come on, pretty baby.
All right, he's playing with me. Mr. Little Milton. James Milton Campbell Jr., you can tell I like that song. I love it. Satisfied, 1962. Little Milton, born September 7, 1934. Died August 4th, 2005, known for American electric blues, rhythm and blues, and soul singer and guitarist. Most famous for Grits Ain't Groceries, which was a song that was done by Little Willie John, and We're Gonna Make It. And you know, James Milton Campbell Jr. was born in the Mississippi Delta town of Inverness and raised in Greenville, Mississippi. And if you want to know more information about Mr. James Milton Campbell Jr., also known as Little Milton, you can go to his website, littlemilton.com. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, a mixed stew of soul music coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And make sure you check out Own Your Power Radio. And you can check out the radio station by going to Own Your Power Radio or ownyourpower.biz. Okay, and they're on Live 365, and you can check me out on legend107radio.com, and you can check me out at 10 p.m. on Tuesdays, also on live365.com, but you can also access by legend107radio.com, and check me out on radiofreemissouri.org on Mondays at 7 p.m. And coming up next, we're going to again play you another classic blues number. It's R&B, but this song is a blues song. Trapped by a Thing Called Love by Miss Denise LaSalle, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Somebody tell me, what is this man got? He makes me feel what I don't want to feel. Tell me, what is this man got? He makes me give what I don't want.
Allen, Aura Denise Allen. Her stage name is Denise LaSalle. She is from Belzoni, Mississippi, born July 16, 1939, and she is recognized as Queen of the Blues. And you know, this song this track by Thing Called Love was released on the Detroit-based label Westbound Records, the same label that George Clinton and the Funkadelics was on. This song, Trapped by a Thing Called Love, reached number one on the National R&B chart and number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100. And the song ranked at number 85 on the 1971 year-end chart. But this song was a million seller. Denise LaSalle got a million seller for this song. I remember seeing Denise LaSalle, and I'm probably telling my age here. And I remember we went to the Apollo Theater to see Gladys Knight and the Pips, Stevie Wonder, and Denise LaSalle. You believe that? 1971. My parents used to take me out with them to the Apollo Theater, to the movies. I even saw Shaft. I remember seeing Shaft at the Wakefield Theater here in the Bronx. But this is a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, playing you some of that that gutsy, soul-wrenching Southern hospitality blues. And you know what? You need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
This April is Jazz Appreciation Month. And on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to celebrate jazz music. I'm going to give it to you with the legendary Dizzy Gillespie with Charlie Parker talking about salt peanuts, salt peanuts. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Thank you.
All right, that's classic. Classic jazz from two jazz legends, the great Dizzy Gillespie and the legendary saxophonist Mr. Charlie Parker. And I'm playing that in celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month, which is every April. And it highlights the glories of jazz as both a historical and a living treasure. Jazz is an original American art form. The story of America is embedded in the spirit and rhythms of jazz, captured in beats that have traveled through the African diaspora and a spirit of freedom that has impassioned slave and free born immigrant and migrant since America's founding. If you want to know more about what's going on this April, the latter part of April for Jazz Appreciation Month, go to AmericanJazzMuseum.org. And we're just going to keep that vibe going here on A Bowl of Soul. We're going to play smooth jazz by a gentleman by the name of Igor Grzina. He is from Zagreb, Croatia, playing some really hot smoking soulful sounds on his saxophone featuring the lead singer Mirza Soul Shadow. The song is called Better Man, and I'm telling you, you guys better check out this song. Definitely Better Man on A Bowl of Soul. Smoking. All right, with my smooth jazz fans, smooth jazz and R&B out there. Igor Grazina from Zagreb, Croatia. A shout out to Croatia and all the soul listeners in Croatia and jazz listeners in Croatia. Definitely check out Mr. Igor Grazina, saxophonist and composer. Go to his website, www.igorgrazina.com. Make sure you support Igor by purchasing I'm a Better Man. I love that. That's smoking. In celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month this April, we celebrate Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, and we celebrate Mr. Igor Grazina with a funky, smooth jazz tune by the name of Better Man. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T. Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network at 6 p.m. on Fridays, www.prn.fm. And make sure you catch me on Live 365, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And you can catch me on the other networks, legend107radio.com on Tuesday at 10 p.m. And then also you can catch me on ownyourpower.biz. Go to that website. And you can click on and listen to Own Your Power Radio, where I am on Sundays at 7 p.m., baby. Definitely. And you're going to hear me on Mondays at 7 p.m. on Radio Free Missouri Radio. Please go to their website, radiofreemissouri.org, where you not only hear R&B and hip-hop, you also can hear some country music as well. I love the mixture, baby. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Next on A Bowl of Soul, we got to keep this groove going with some more smooth jazz by Mr. Will Downing featuring Gerald Albright. Talking about No One Can Love You More. This is A Bowl of Soul. the After Tonight album from 2007. You definitely, you know, this guy, he's classic. He's so smooth. He's known for singing contemporary jazz and R&B with a rich baritone vocal. Definitely go to his website, willdowning.com. He has a new album called Euphoria. And I admire this brother. This brother has been singing for over 25 years. And some of the albums I purchased myself after tonight. And then he did an album with Gerald Albright as well. That is just beautiful. Just magnificent. Nobody's gonna love you like I do. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And we're gonna keep the groove going. I'm gonna play a song on which you heard the legendary Mr. Luther Vandross singing backup vocals. And as you know, Luther Vandross got his start singing as a backup singer and singing on commercials and jingles and stuff like that. And he collaborated with David Bowie on his album Young Americans, and he's singing backup on this song because David Bowie was enthralled with 70s soul, like Philadelphia soul. And in fact, this album was produced at the infamous Sigma Sound Studios in Philadelphia, where a lot of the Philadelphia International Records artists also recorded their singles and their LPs. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to celebrate Luther by playing Young Americans, because he wrote a song called Fascination in collaboration with David Bowie on this album as well. But he's singing back up on Young Americans. David Bowie taking his dive into soul. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Have you been?
American with backup singer Luther Vandross, and we celebrate Luther Vandross here in the Bowl of Soul. He would have been 63 years old. He was born on April 20th, 1951, and we lost him on July 1st, 2005. Back to back, now you get to hear Luther in the forefront singing a Dionne Warwick classic, Anyone Who Had a Heart, and this is a Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to a Bowl of Soul.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you, knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in her arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue. What am I to do? Every time you go away, loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I'd die, knowing I love you so. Arms and love.
you couldn't really have and hurt me like you've hurt me and be so untrue. So what can I do?
You know, that's classic R&B right there. The legendary, the late great Mr. Luther Vandross singing a Burt Bacharach, Hal David composition. Anyone who had a heart, and you know, Luther Vandross, he loved Dionne Warwick, and he sang a lot of, you know, sang a lot of Dionne Warwick songs. And it's so good that a person that was as talented as he was, how he can put his interpretation on a piece of music. And that's what was so fascinating about Luther Vandross. And, you know, a lot of us, we say, oh, you know, we lost Luther Vandross too soon. I mean, he died at the age of 54. But I believe it's not so much about the amount of time you've been here, but what your work is, you know, what he did with his dash. And he did a lot with his dash. And I believe he accomplished what he wanted. And this is a guy that went from being a backup singer to a superstar. And he had a song called Superstar, which was done by the Carpenters. And yet again, that is another song that he put a beautiful interpretation on. And we celebrate Mr. Luther Vandross, and you know, just want to say happy birthday to you, Luther. You know, we still love you. We still love you. And this is the end of A Bowl of Soul. I hope you enjoyed listening to A Bowl of Soul, mixed through of soul music. Make sure you give me some feedback at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And you know, A Bowl of Soul couldn't be here without you, without your support. And you can support A Bowl of Soul by purchasing hats, hoodies, t-shirts, coffee mugs by going to http://tinyurl.com/ patreon.com/abowlofsoul. We definitely can use your support. And definitely, we're going to bring you some of the best R&B, blues, jazz, gospel, hip-hop, you name it. It's going to be here on A Bowl of Soul. And I look forward to coming back and playing some more great R&B for you. And remember to tune in to A Bowl of Soul on Live 365, the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. on Sundays at 7 p.m., Own Your Power Radio. Just go to ownyourpower.biz to tune in and make sure that you check out some of the talk shows that's on Own Your Power Radio. And definitely check me out on legend107radio.com. And definitely you're going to hear me on Radio Free Missouri on Mondays at 7 p.m. This is Professor T. Love. I want you to enjoy yourself, enjoy life. We are our brother's keeper. And you are listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.